Trump urges Congress to pass legislation banning late-term abortions. By Dr. Susan Berry on February 4, 2020. President Donald Trump called upon Congress during his State of the Union address Tuesday night to pass legislation finally banning the late-term abortion of babies. The president made that request after introducing two of his special guests, Robin Schneider and her daughter, Ellie, who was one of the youngest premature babies born in the United States at 21 weeks and 6 days. Ellie is now a healthy 2-year-old little girl. The president said, "Ellie reminds us that every child is a miracle of life. Thanks to modern medical wonders, 50% of very premature babies delivered at the hospital where Ellie was born now survive. Our goal should be to ensure that every baby has the best chance to thrive and grow just like Ellie." In addition to asking Congress to provide an additional $50 million for neonatal research, Trump said, "That is also why I am calling upon the members of Congress here tonight to pass legislation finally banning the late-term abortion of babies. Whether we are Republican, Democrat, or independent, surely we must all agree that every human life is a sacred gift from God," Trump asserted. Trump's statement is consistent with the views of most Americans. A Maris poll released in January found 62% of Americans say that if the Supreme Court revisits Roe v. Wade, it should rule to allow states to determine abortion restrictions, 46%, or make abortion illegal, 16%. This outcome includes 39% of those who identify as Democrat and 40% of those who consider themselves pro-choice. According to the poll, only 33% of Americans say abortion should be legal at any time without restriction. The poll found 41% of those who identify as pro-choice are more likely to vote for candidates who support abortion restrictions, as are more than 9 in 10, or 96%, of those who identify as pro-life. Additionally, 65% of Americans, and the same percentage of registered voters, say they are more likely to vote for candidates who would limit abortion to, at most, the first 3 months of pregnancy. This outcome includes 88% of Republicans, 62% of independents, and 44% of Democrats. Many in the pro-life movement consider Trump to be the most pro-life president in the history of the nation. Last month, he became the first U.S. president in history to speak at the March for Life rally on the National Mall. March for Life President Jean Mancini reacted to the president's request for a ban on late-term abortions. "Every human life, born and unborn, is equal in worth and dignity. This truth is especially clear in the later stages of pregnancy when a baby can feel a pain. Protecting babies from abortion after they can feel pain, about 20 weeks into pregnancy, is a common sense and compassionate, not to mention popular, measure that everyone should be able to easily agree upon. If anyone doubts this, all they have to do is look at Ellie Schneider, who was born at 21 weeks and today, at 2 years old, is a light to her family and the world," Mancini concluded.